Okay, and Carmen, say your name one more time, my love.
Carmen?
It's getting stronger. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. When I'm looking at you, your energy field is speaking volumes to me. Like, in other words, if I saw five presenters, five speakers, whatever, you would stand out to me. You would present the best. So really admire your influence. In other words, admire your song sheet. In English, admire your truest claim. Admire your sunshine. Admire your light. Admire your halo. The more you honor you, not the linear you, the spiritual you, the one that can reach for the stars, that one that's already aligning and sinking in motion. When I'm saying in motion, there's energy that's just running through my channels in your behalf. Say your name again, my love.
Carmen?
How would I say this? Carmen, say your name again, my friend.
Carmen?
Anything where you can start adjusting to the shift. So in other words, Carmen, how will we do this? Carmen, say your name again, my love. And say your name again, my friend.
Carmen?
Thank you, sweetheart. The more, when you look at people, really start seeing their diamond heart. Start seeing their energy field. Start seeing their Christ light. Anything where you can start moving mountains now, meaning when you walk around the planet, it's like you see the physicality, but you see the energy in motion additionally, or you feel it, or you sense it, or you remind yourself of it. Say your name again, my love. There's something, you don't even need to, there's something where they're teaching you about the energy of things, and they really want you to be aware. So I don't know if you're going to start seeing colors of auras, or you're going to look at two kids waiting for the school bus, and you're like, that kid's going to get a cold soon. Like, there's something that's going to start transferring to you, and they're saying it's a matter of faith. When I'm looking at you, the best suggestion I can give you is really start looking at energy fields. Like, look at it, sense it. It could be of a leaf. It could be of a child. It could be of a hamburger. Anything where you really start getting, sensing, remembering, living from the placement of energy first. Say your name again, my love.
Carmen?
They're trying to bring you a vowel. In other words, they're trying to bring you condensed air. When I'm looking at you, it just looks like a guttural sound. Like, I'm trying to, like, it's like, I'm trying to figure out what that is. Carmen, say your name again, my love.
Carmen?
I'm trying to figure out how to make this, like, easier. You've already been visited. So if you feel like, I think there are beings sitting in my kitchen. You're correct. You've already been visited. They're already, oh gosh. It's sort of like helping you make frequency adjustments. That's what I want to say to you. I know we've had these discussions before, and you're probably bored of them at this point. However, say your name one more time, my love.
Carmen.
It's important to follow through. So let me give you, like, the cheat sheet of what I've been up to lately. I used to talk in normal conversation. I really did, up to very recently. And they have gotten me to change my mind. And they've really shown me, like, you could say anything using positive words and not using negative words at all. So it's sort of like I'm noticing my conversation, and every time I use a word that has like a lower frequency connotation to it, I energetically can feel it. And so noticing that and feeling that and really getting how I'm affecting my consciousness and I'm affecting my frequency all day long, every day, where I'm sitting here blaming, you know, the stock market or the president or, you know, my ex-spouse or whatever it is. And it turns out to be my own very thoughts and words. So it's something where you're going to have quite the convincing and the gift of prophecy, where you're going to emphasize the light. You're going to really look at your thoughts. You're going to look at your words. You're going to look at your conversations, your entertainment, whatever it may be. And what they're helping, and you're going to feel it. So for you, it may not be your thoughts and words. It may be, I don't know, maybe it's some soap opera you're watching that really takes your energy down. You don't even realize it. So whatever it is, you're going to get a whiff of it some. In other words, you're going to feel and sense what it is that's creating the difficulty, that's creating the cause for concern. And it's not concern like this concern over, like you're more of a concern than someone else. It's just that it's concerning in terms of you hitting that right frequency. So when I'm looking at you, they're trying to kind of hike your frequency up a notch. Say your name again, my friend.
Carmen.
Thank you. So the more that you pay attention to what goes by, it's the best way I can explain it. For me, it's a lot more with words that actually come out of my mouth. I have personally been noticing than a lot anything else, really. And I notice how much it affects my frequency. So, and what they mean by that, and they want me to give you this example. So let's say I've been trash talking. Trash talking would really just be talking like any other person talks. But this is the point. It's like not speaking with integrity, not speaking, just really remembering each word it has creative influence. So do you want to create with the words you just said, you know, that sort of thing. And so when you honor that and when you notice that, and say your name again, my love. Oh my gosh. So this, gosh, like, they have me working with you energetically, so I can't even remember what I was just saying to you. But what they're doing is like helping you prioritize and helping you lift up and helping you access your true, how would I say it? Like when I'm looking at you, it's almost like if you touch the ceiling with your tippy toes. So like you can reach the ceiling with your tippy toes, but what they're going to be helping you do is now you can reach the ceiling every day. Like just reaching your hand up and you're right there. So it's not that much of a difference, but that much of a difference is a huge amount of difference. Like